Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right, this is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet. That is sold out the last 2 years in a row. The Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Today, we're going to talk about the government. The federal government has just given millions of dollars to organizations to track Americans and label them as potential extremists. Now, again, this is in my, movie Brainwashed America that came out 3 years ago. Brainwashed America, part one, that came out 3 years ago. I finished producing it in October of 2020 while President Trump was still in the White House. And all the trends were there that this was what was going to happen. Labeling us of conservatives and Christians, constitutionalists, patriots, as potential domestic terrorists and extremists. So I want to reiterate, I put that documentary to bed in October of 2020. I then held it and released it in February of 2021. Why did I hold it? Because there was too much swirling after the election. It would have gotten lost. But it was done. It was done and edited and completed in October of 2020. And what we now see, what we now are hearing, related to the tracking of Americans, the labeling of Americans, the criminalizing of Americans, was pretty well laid out in Brainwashed America Part 1, which I released to everybody for free. I didn't even charge for it. And in there I show that they will use psychology. They will weaponize psychology. The merging of Marx with Freud, the merging of Karl Marx, who hated Christians, communism, Marxism, Karl Marx merged with the psychology of Sigmund Freud, who also hated Christians. Remember, Sigmund Freud considered Christians, people of faith, to be psychologically deranged for neglecting their natural inclinations to lust, cannibalism, and incest. Those are your natural inclinations, according to Sigmund Freud. Christians have gone crazy. They're neurotic. They're mentally unstable because they have been conditioned and taught to suppress their natural inclinations, and they go crazy. And therefore, Christians are mentally ill. That's what Freud taught. Go look it up. It's in my book, Brainwashed. It's in my book, Grave Influence. It's in my book, Grave Influence, and it's in the documentary, Brainwashed America, Part 1. Now, I mention all that because there is a brand new article out last night by my friend Leo Holman. And here it is titled, Homeland Security Awards $20 Million in Grants to Police, Mental Health Networks, Universities, Churches, and School Districts to Help Identify Americans as Potential Extremists. Now, they did this on September 6th. This is when they announced it. Now, when we go through this report, we find very quickly that they're going to do exactly what I talked about in Brainwashed America Part 1, and that is use the issue of health, mental health, to label people. You have the governor of New Mexico now declaring that she can suspend the U.S. Constitution under a medical health emergency. I had on Mike Hammond last night. You guys can come back to me. I had on Mike Hammond last night who laid out that they, Gun Owners of America, are going to be suing the governor of New Mexico. By the way, the people are not complying. They are showing up in Albuquerque with their weapons, and they say, you're a tyrant, you cannot cancel the Constitution, you're illegitimate, we don't recognize your authority. And let me tell you something, folks, it's about time. It's about time Americans understand you don't have to obey tyrants. In fact, our organic documents command us not to obey tyrants. Once they break their oath, they are no longer to be obeyed. They are no longer biblically ordained magistrates. Romans 13, if you don't want to fear the government, do what is right. For the government is there to do what? To be a representative of God, to make a stable and just society, to reward the righteous and punish the wicked. So if you don't want to fear the government, do what is right. Now, what if you do what is right and you have to fear the government? Well, then they're outside the template of good government, God-ordained template of government. And according to our Bible and according to the Constitution and the founding documents and the Federalist Papers, we don't have to obey. In fact, not only do we not have to obey, we're not to obey. We don't obey tyrants. And the people of New Mexico apparently are not going to obey. Now, I believe the winds of freedom are blowing in America because now people are starting to realize how valuable freedoms are. You see, people don't value something until they're on the verge of losing it or have lost it, right? People don't value something as much until they are on the verge of losing it or have lost it. Then they realize how valuable that item, that freedom, that liberty is. I think that's what's happening in America now. Americans have also been brainwashed for decades. They have not been taught the Constitution. They have not been taught that we don't have to obey tyrants. That these people cannot make up the laws. They cannot make them up out of thin air. They can't just make up laws. They are bound by our constitutional republic that whatever the divine has ruled on, they don't rule against. They don't make the law. They are to protect the laws of God. God makes the laws. Now, men form governments. What men form, what men create, men can alter and abolish. That's what the founders said. But these are inalienable, God-given rights from the laws of God, the laws of nature, nature's God. Governments to secure those and protect those. They can't just rewrite the laws of God to fit their whim. Nope. And Americans have not been taught this for many decades. But now, thanks to the internet and radio shows and TV shows and podcasts, Americans have once again been enlightened in the truth of these things, and they are now starting to resist. And if this spreads, we might have a chance. And I say we might have a chance to preserve America. We in 2026 will be celebrating what is supposed to be the 250th year of America. 250 years. The longest running constitutional republic in the history of the world. We're not really operating as a constitutional republic, are we? Because we're going along with the laws of men, not God. We're going along with whatever the majority sees. Mobocracy, democracy. But the reality is, the majority don't. The majority in America don't agree with what's happening. And because of this, they now need to weaponize the government using psychology and Marxism and merging it together and labeling conservatives and Christians and patriots and constitutionalists as domestic terrorists or extremists. And they're ratcheting this up. And here it is, $20 million grant so far. Now, who's going to get these? Here's what the priorities are according to the DHS. Implementing prevention capabilities in small and mid-sized communities. Now, implementing prevention capabilities. What they're talking about here, folks, is something like the Minority Report. I've never seen the Minority Report, but apparently it's a movie, and it's a movie about being in the advanced AI field years in the future, and AI and computers are able to tell us who's going to commit a crime before they do. Now, this is kind of falling into the same realm. They're going to use artificial intelligence, you bet they are, and they're going to trace and track all of our social media accounts. They're transcribing, by the way, this radio show. This radio show, just so you know, is being transcribed by the government and has been for years. We know that. By the way, many of our shows, I don't know if all of our shows, but many of our shows are also being transcribed by the Chinese government. This is exactly what Colonel John Mills has said on my broadcast several times. Now, this guy was inside the Situation Room and on the Situation Room National Security staff for two presidents. He knows things. he knows things. And he has reiterated more than once on my TV show that the interviews and the conversations that he and I have, and we'll have another one tonight with him at 7:30 Central, they are being transcribed by the Chinese government. And I'm not the only broadcaster doing that too. So isn't it interesting? The Chinese Communist Party and the Communist Federal Government of America are transcribing these programs, and AI is studying them and searching them. And this is happening, by the way, to many of you, even though you don't know it. It's happening to many of you through your Facebook and your Twitter. Why do you think we have the intelligence deep state penetrating Facebook and Twitter and these other agencies, former FBI, former CIA, etc., according to numerous reports? So the government is now telling us in advance they are going to implement artificial intelligence programs and software and try to label people in a way to prevent crimes, implementing prevention capabilities in small and mid-sized communities. Another one of the goals for the initial release of millions of dollars, and believe me, there's going to be a lot more coming, advancing equity in awards and engaging undeserved communities in prevention. Equity. Everybody gets to be the same. That's impossible, but the only way you can make everybody the same is to make everybody poor. Take from one and give to another what is not rightfully theirs. Taking from one to give to another what is not rightfully theirs to be given to them. And thereby lowering the standard so everybody's the same. It sounds nice, doesn't it? Equity. Equality. We're not all equal. We can't be. That's not how the world works. Addressing online aspects of targeted violence and terrorism. But again, how do you define violence? Speech has now been defined, folks, as insurrection. Do you realize that? Speech questioning the election of 2020 has now been deemed to be insurrection. Is the word insurrection and violence often interchangeable? Yeah. So we already know they're deeming certain speech, free speech, that is not violent to be insurrection. That tells you right up front. They're going to deem conservative Christian speech about resisting, don't follow the tyrants, don't listen to the tyrants, resist, as violent speech. Then what? We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House, and as I have talked about on radio and television, I've received numerous subpoenas because of the many, I believe, lawfare lawsuits against Mike Lindell. Because I work with Mike Lindell, I've been subpoenaed several times. I recently, in May, had a deposition that lasted about 6.5 hours. I have another one coming up in July. Now, you know what's really frustrating about this is it not only takes away time and energy in studying and preparing for radio and television, but it costs thousands of dollars. The estimation right now is for that one deposition, about $10,000 in attorney fees. And we still have, well, I do, another deposition to go through in July. So again, we appreciate your support now more than ever as we continue to fight for truth and try to preserve our constitutional republic. If you appreciate all we're doing to push out free radio shows, free TV shows, and you also want to help us continue to defend these liberties and freedoms amidst all the challenges, we appreciate your support by going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call to make a contribution over the phone, 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll find that at WVWFoundation.com. Our mailing address, though, is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for your support. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Okay, so we now have the federal government spending tens of millions of dollars to give to certain agencies and groups and institutions to track Americans and label them potential extremists. That means they have to redefine words. Remember, we've talked so much how the communists hijack words and change the meaning. Free speech now is not free. Isn't that interesting? Free, there's really no such thing as free speech, meaning you're free to speak. So now the government comes in and says, well, you're not really free to speak. You can only say what we want you to say. And if you talk about certain things, we will deem what is free speech, common sense, the Bible, the Constitution. We'll deem those things violent speech, intolerant speech, hate speech. So one of the goals of this new Department of Homeland Security, I mean, it's just like the Gestapo, right? The Department of Homeland Security. And we thought that that was started after 9/11, which was honored yesterday as the anniversary of the slaughter of nearly 3,000 Americans. We thought the Department of Homeland Security was going to track the threats, the external threats against America, or internal threats from those who've come from the outside. But turns out that was all a ruse. That was all a ruse because the people it was supposedly going to target, Islamist, jihadist, they have more liberty and freedom now than ever. The border's wide open for them to come on in. They, by the way, Annie Cyrus last night told me, and I'm going to have her on this week, she told me how many mosques were in America on 9/11, 2001. How many mosques were in America? And how many there are today? And that number is quite shocking. Islam has been given a free rein. And the so-called Department of Homeland Security has been turned from what we all thought was the initial response to 9/11 and terrorism and tracking jihadis, and it has been turned, and now the definition of a terrorist is not an Islamic jihadi. It is a Christian. It's a conservative. It's a patriot. Now we hear the big news today is that Kevin McCarthy is going to hold impeachment hearings on Joe Biden. Well, finally, thank you. Thank you, Mr. McCarthy. But I don't think that's going to save his job. I think there is a movement to have the seat vacated and to get rid of Kevin McCarthy. We'll see what happens. But do you really think over in the Senate they're going to convict Joe Biden? But that doesn't mean they shouldn't impeach him. He's broken plenty of laws. They should impeach him. But he's not the only one that's broken laws. The federal government is filled with lawless people. And one of them is turning government agencies against the American people who are doing nothing wrong. In fact, what they're doing is not only not wrong, it is virtuous. It is right. It is good. It is true. Liberty. Freedom. People who come here to this country, many of them, within one generation, their families are middle to upper class. They love America because they realize the freedom and liberty that is available here in order to prosper. Americans have not been taught about the many immigrants that have come to America who have flourished. And many of them flourish beyond the annual income of the average American. Many of them are from Asia. Many of them are from India. Many of them are not white-skinned people, if you will, because an awful lot is made about white Americans, white men, that they have a guaranteed advantage. Actually, no. Conservative, Christian, patriotic white men have a target on them for destruction. But the goal is to say we're a racist nation. And the whole foundation of our constitutional republic and the free market system is racist. And so the narrative doesn't fit when you start talking about immigrants coming to America from Asia, from India, with darker skin, brown skin, and they advance beyond Americans. These people know the value of liberty and freedom. They've experienced it firsthand, and they love America. They make good Americans. But now, those of us that talk that way, we're now dangerous. And so the English language has been hijacked to mean if you talk about liberty and freedom and the rule of law and the Constitution and holding elected officials accountable, you're violent. So addressing online aspects of targeted violence and terrorism. Remember, we have a guy that's looking at 10 years in prison for putting out a meme, a joke about Election Day and what day the election was. And he's now been found guilty of some kind of election interference and could go to jail for 10 years. We heard not too long ago in the last few weeks about a lady and her husband who had their home raided by the FBI for a meme that was put on social media. Now, are you doubting me? Are you doubting me when I tell you the Department of Homeland Security and this federalized system is going to criminalize and is criminalizing as violent extremist free speech that is oftentimes even humorous? It's comedy. It's levity. In preventing domestic violent extremism. Domestic. Preventing domestic violent extremism. Again, domestic. DHS was originally formed, we thought, to deal with international extremists penetrating America, but now the whole system has been turned. But you know what? I had on after 9/11, Kirby Anderson, several times, and we talked about the dangers of the Patriot Act. We talked about the dangers, and I remember the blowback we got. What is wrong with you guys? Do you not understand the threat we're under? What's wrong with you guys? Are you anti-American? We're like, no, we're pro-American, but do you want to give these kind of powers to Hillary Clinton? I do think these might be abused under Hillary Clinton if she becomes president. Remember us talking like that? We warned about the dangers of the Patriot Act. But most of your talk radio and talk television crowd, many of them, by the way, who are mouthpieces for the intelligence community, I'm talking about guys like Sean Hannity and others, I believe, are totally, totally controlled opposition for the deep state. They were trying to tell us, a lot of these talk show hosts, how we needed the Patriot Act. And notice the name Patriot. So as if you're not for it, you're not a good patriot. How's that turned out for us, folks? Enhancing local threat assessment and management capabilities. All right, so who's getting some of the money? Boise State University. I'm going to just go through these real quick. And I'm just going to pull out the ones that I think are of particular interest. Education Services District 123, Washington. Raising societal awareness. That's one of the goals. Understanding violent content. Really, what? Why does someone need to understand, come to understand violent content? Isn't violent content pretty self-explanatory? Why would you have to come to understand what is violent content? Because you're re-terming. You're giving a new definition to what is violent content. Now posting the Constitution. Remember, was it the National Archives that had a little disclaimer that some people may find the Constitution a racist document, right? Remember that? At the National Archives a couple years ago, that story was out. How about the Department of Defense, the Pentagon? I deal with in my documentary, Brainwashed America Part 1, the Pentagon was deeming some of the founding fathers white supremacist, domestic terrorists. Did you know that? Yeah. The founding fathers, some of them were white supremacists and domestic terrorists. And this is why you got to teach people to understand what is really violent content. It's like trying to say to someone, well, let us teach you what pornography is. There's a famous quote by someone who says when they were asked, well, what is pornography? And their response was, I can't really give you a set definition, but I know it when I see it. I know it when I see it. See, a lot of things in our culture today, people would say, well, that's pornographic. That's pornographic. Isn't that interesting just in that sense alone? Now it's called artistic. It's artistic license. It's art. It's art. It's something to celebrate. Everything is being turned upside down. Well, the same is true when it comes to violence. People should know it when they see it, understand violent content. You don't have to teach someone, oh, that's violent content. It registers because we all have the moral law in our heart and our mind, and if your moral compass is working, you know, well, that's violent. That's not good. That's not good. That's bad. But now we have to help people understand what is violent content. That's because the government is going to give a new definition to violent content. Quoting the founding fathers, quoting the Constitution, we've already learned from the National Archives and from the Department of Defense, is potentially racist and quoting of domestic terrorists. Now, obviously, we all know so-called domestic terrorism is violent. Now we're going to work with youth resilience programs. What does that mean? Brown shirts. We're going to brainwash the kids of America into this new speak. The new speak. And we're going to teach them to resist and be resilient against American values. We're going to inoculate them against American values so they can stand up against American values. So they are not oppressed by American values. Because America, you know, after all, is a racist, horrible country founded by domestic terrorists. That's what the cultural Marxists tell us. Now, what else would this do? Hampton University, that's Hampton Road, Hampton, Virginia, excuse me. That I think is right there near where you have a lot of military people. Raising societal awareness. And again, this will include racially motivated violent extremism, terrorism, and gun violence in digital and physical spaces. Let's keep going. John Jay College, here we go. Michigan State Police Intelligence Operations Center. I wonder if these guys goose step and do a Heil Hitler while they're at it, because that's what this sounds like. We're going to take the state police. We're going to take the state police and make that a big capital S, state, because we're going to federalize the police here, folks. We're going to give the federal government money to state police and put them all in the same program. Thereby, we're going to start, and they are, federalizing the police. So Michigan State Police has a whole new meaning. So the federal government is now going to weaponize your state police. See, the founding fathers would die over this. Absolutely die. To think that the federal government is coming in and dictating to the states and giving them money like this and turning the policing against the American people. There's more to come. Don't go away. We have some new items at WVWTVstore.com. One of them is a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 variety of seeds in a big can, and it has a 5-year shelf life. Now, we've wanted to carry these for a long time, but our distributor said no because they could not keep them in stock themselves. In fact, they went out of stock for 3 years. Then they got them back, and I started begging them to let me buy up a big supply to offer to you. But they said no, but I just kept persisting, and finally they said, fine, you're a good customer of ours, your audience uses a lot of our products, and so we'll make it available to you. So we have secured a large shipment of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in the can that you'll receive, and the can preserves the seeds for 5 years. We all know the fragility of the food supply. We know how they're probably trying to collapse this food supply system of ours on purpose, right? So why be under their thumb? Be independent with your own food source, and that starts, I think, with a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in a can. You'll find them at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find a lot of other items we've added in the last few months, some great survival gear that every family should have as a part of their common sense plan. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you for purchasing from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So as you purchase from us, you're helping us continue to push out free radio and TV shows and keep WVW Broadcast Network going. But you also get great products for your family. So we're all winning. So thank you for telling your family and friends about the great products available at WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Now, I want you to take a look at this, Michigan State Police, okay? By the way, let me just remind you guys, don't forget about our Ozarks conference coming up. It starts on Friday night, October 20th, the optional concert banquet, white linen tablecloth concert banquet. This will be my fourth year to do that. We film it with multiple cameras, a swinging boom. We turn it into a TV special. We're bringing our baby grand, black baby grand piano over there with our piano player, and I'll put on a full concert that night, Thursday night. You'll find the tickets available on our website at WVWTVstore.com, or you can use our phone number, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. In the building, speaking live in person, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills, Rebecca Walzer, and Todd Bensman. What a lineup. Again, you'll find full details at WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVWTVstore.com. All right, Michigan State Police Intelligence Operations Center. The Michigan State Police, they're getting $425,084. The Michigan State Police Michigan Intelligence Operations Center will deliver in-person community awareness training to 240 law enforcement officers and 5,000 Michigan residents statewide. In other words, they're going to turn 5,000... Why am I having a hard time talking today? They're going to turn 5,000 folks in Michigan into little brown shirt snitches. Little brown shirt, politically correct, cultural Marxist tattletales. The snoop and spy on their neighbors. 5,000. They also will create a website and social media campaign and participate in community events to raise awareness of targeted acts of violence in Michigan. So let me ask you, how much do you think this is going to concentrate on Dearborn, Michigan, and the Islamists and the jihadis and the imams preaching hate in their mosque every Friday on Friday prayers? I doubt any. Because remember, this is about going after the real threat, which is not the jihadis, the Islamic jihadis. It's the conservative Christian patriot. Watch this program has nothing, if anything, little to do with Islamists that are taking over the state of Michigan. That would be too politically incorrect. I wonder if they get a little brown shirt and a Nazi badge. They also will create, it says here, they also will raise awareness of how the community can identify and properly refer individuals who may, doesn't say do, who do demonstrate behaviors that show they're on a violent path. It didn't say that. This is Minority Report stuff. They will, let me read right from it. They will also will raise awareness of how the community can identify and properly refer individuals who may demonstrate behaviors that suggest they may be going down a path toward violence. They may be. Well, House, he's on the radio and he's in Michigan and he's talking about resisting authorities. He's a big defender of the Second Amendment. He talks about a Christian worldview and the Constitution and quotes those racist domestic terrorist founding fathers all the time. And he's becoming more agitated on the air, more passionate. I think he's going down a path. I think we better report him. Yeah, this is preparing people, folks, for red flag laws. This is red flag laws in action. Because as soon as they get red flag laws in Michigan, and they may already have them, I'll have to look, but they're working on red flag laws on a federal level, a national level. Well, we believe they hurt someone's feelings. Remember, already in Michigan, it's already passed the House, headed to the Senate, where it's supposed to pass and be signed by the completely lunatic governor and attorney general. She'll be enforcing it. The attorney general will enforce it. The governor will sign it into law. Literally, the night she won the election, said to her significant other, or quote, wife, now come make out with me. I mean, folks, go listen to it on YouTube. It's there. I've played it on television. This is the debased, Romans 1, dark and hearted kind of people in power in Michigan. And the state police just got $425,845 to set up a system and train 5,000 cultural Marxist snitches that you may demonstrate behaviors that suggest that you may be going down a path toward violence. Well, how do you define violence? Well, we already told you, they've rewritten the word. If you talk about a 2020 election, that's insurrection. Don't you think an insurrection is also, quote, violence, end quote? So we already know they're changing the meaning of words. What it comes down to is this: you better not resist. You better not resist. We're going to have a full-on cultural Marxist revolution in America, and you better not resist. And if you do, you're violent. You're disorderly. You're involved in insurrection. You're dangerous. You're a threat. That's where we're going. All I can tell you folks is I wish the Lord would return today. Because many of the people I work with, many of the people I work with are increasingly becoming very, very concerned. Very concerned for our personal safety and more that of our families and the people that work for us. We are increasingly becoming very concerned with where we're going as a nation. Did you ever think that someone that teaches a Christian worldview, the biblical worldview, someone that teaches the Constitution, praises the Constitution, is for the Constitution and law and order, borders, that exposes the danger of Islam and Marxism, communism? Did you ever believe in the 1970s and 80s, some of you are older than that, but I was born in 69, but did you ever think in the 1970s or 80s or 90s or even early 2000s that someone that had this as their life calling would be considered a threat to America? Would literally find themselves on the radar? And folks, I am not at liberty to say, but right now at this time, but if it isn't bad enough that I've received subpoenas and had to sit for depositions and spend tens of thousands of dollars of my own money because they're going after Mike Lindell for $8 billion, and because I work with him, I get subpoenaed. I now have found that I am also now under another microscope, and this one is from the federal government. There was a day and time when those who do what I do, the government would applaud you. The FBI would maybe even bring you in to speak to some of their folks. I actually had an FBI agent from Florida, active FBI agent from Florida, come to my two-day training. This was now probably 12 years ago. I had someone who was active in the NSA come to my training. The NSA person, the FBI agent, they were both in the same class. That, remember, I would do 2 days of training, about 60 people. You say, well, they were there as plants. No, they weren't. Because the FBI agent was a friend of mine already and came with his wife and came to our home. And we have stayed in their home. And some of you don't know it, but they volunteered at our Ozarks conference. And some of you had no clue that behind the resource table was he and his wife helping and volunteering with our conference. He was active FBI. I think he is now retired. I haven't talked to him in a couple years now. But as an FBI agent, he listened to the program. He respected what I did. He thought it was important. He wanted to learn more. So he came to our two-day training. The NSA agent has come to many of our conferences, believes what I do is very important and very consistent with what they took as an oath as an FBI agent, as an NSA agent. Did you know I had an assistant district attorney of one of the largest cities in America come to our training, my two-day worldview class? These people, almost all of them, have stayed in touch with me for a few years after that, or are still in touch with me. These people are inside the government and inside intelligence arenas, and they admired what I did. They wanted to learn more about what I did so they could turn around and teach it themselves. That's not the case anymore. We now have a federal government being weaponized against not only me and Mike Lindell and General Flynn and others, but did you know that some of those very same agents were counting down the days they could retire because they were marked as being conservatives and Christians, and they knew that they were no longer welcome inside those agencies, and they were counting down the days to get out. And now we're going to find you guys, some of you, are going to start feeling what it feels like to be us. Some of you are about to find out what it feels like to be us. And I'm not a victim, but I am telling you, most Americans do not know what it is like to have the government harassing you, victimizing you, surveilling you. You don't know what it's like to know the government is watching because they're wanting to entrap you. But you're about to find out. And you're about to find out from your own neighbors and maybe your own family members. Isn't that what the Bible says? That in the last days, a man's enemies will be that of his own family. And just like red flag laws has the police in some states able to take your guns on a rumor, an accusation, with no due process, now $425,845 of federal taxpayer money is going to go to the state police of Michigan to train 5,000 cultural Marxist snitches and tattletales that you may be going down a path of violence. This is where we're going. And this is also, guess what? Minnesota Department of Public Safety. And I could just keep on going down this path. Minneapolis Health Department. Why? Because, again, it's the weaponizing of health. Remember the governor of Michigan, New Mexico, a health emergency, no Second Amendment. They're going to weaponize health. Wonder if all these hospitals they're building around the country to the tunes of millions and millions are really psych wards for Christians. 1-800-347-9829. Phone line's open. We've been talking about it for years, and now it's happening. Many bank failures across the country, and many mainstream media are reporting that many other banks are likely to fail in the coming months. In fact, mainstream media is even reporting that many of these banks, well, they're in bad shape financially. We've been saying for years, if you took traditional accounting, took derivatives and all the other investments, put them on the books, many of these banks would be upside down. They'd be insolvent. Well, if you're concerned about the fact that the American dollar is going away as the world reserve currency, as Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Argentina, Iran, and others desire to gather a big global banking system and to destroy the American U.S. dollar, if that concerns you, and I think it should, then you might want to get the free information. Again, no obligation, free information on investing in precious metals, how to put gold in your IRA, the difference between bullion and numismatic, 1933 and older coins that offer privacy by law, they offer privacy. If you want to learn more about this, and I advise that you do, you can get that free packet of information by calling Wes Peters, who I've been working with for, 17, 18 years with Swiss America and Wes Peters. Now, you can call him, or you can also just text him your name and address, and he'll put this packet of information in the mail to you right away. So you don't even have to call him. Just text him your name and your address. He'll put the packet of information in the mail to you, and then after you've had a chance to go over it, then follow up, get all your questions answered, and then make the decision that's best for you. To get that free, no-obligation packet of information from Wes Peters and Swiss America, the number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Text Wes today, and he'll have that free packet of information on its way to you. All right, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. I could go through more of this document, but suffice to say, you get it. I think you get it. And one has to wonder if when we go to war in America here with China, if this isn't going to be given over to the CCP and they'll let the CCP or the UN pick us up. I don't know. But I watch the tweets of my friend Gordon Chang every day. And he just tweeted out 17 hours ago, it looks like we're going to face biblical scale challenges soon. Pray and get ready to fight the demons in our midst. He is so trying to warn people what's coming. And there's a lot coming. Trust you, me. By the way, if you go over to worldviewreport.com, our daily aggregated news site, look at this. CIA tried to pay off analysts to bury findings that COVID lab leak was likely whistleblower. So the CIA, we've been telling you, is in concert with the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. So as they gain all this data, how much of it do you think will be turned over to CCP shock troops to take care of us? Oh, that's too bad. We had a power outage in America, and the power went down for a few weeks. And then when it came back up, we're sad to hear that certain people prominent within the conservative movement had apparently people break into their house and try to steal their goods or food and kill them. And then the list comes out of who died. Huh. A lot can happen in the fog of war. Be a great cover, wouldn't it? And your CIA is already in concert with the CCP, trying to cover up that the COVID virus bioweapon came out of the Wuhan lab. So don't think for a minute that all of this data being collected on us isn't going to be given to the enemies of America when the war starts that Gordon Chang's worried about. I think it will be. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let me log into the call screener. 1-800-347-9829 is the number. 1-800-347-9829. Let's see here. Oh, by the way, don't forget Crosstalk comes up right after this broadcast with host Jim Schneider. VCYAmerica.org is the website. VCYAmerica.org. Back on the air tonight with Colonel John Mills and others. At worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. Let's start out with Robert, line one. Robert, thank you for calling in today, Robert.
Yes, Brandon, how are you doing that?
Good, thank you.
Okay, you know what, Brandon, I'm calling in because, you know, I've been hearing about some type of blackout in communications going to happen on October the 4th or whatever. Have you heard about that?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm hearing. October 4th is when there is going to supposedly be a national presidential alert system that is enacted. I believe it is the second time that phones have been alerted. I don't think it worked quite right the last time from what I read. But this time, October 4th, radios, TVs, cell phones, everything's going to be going off. And it makes you wonder, what are they getting ready for?
And it strikes me, look. If you wanted to attack your enemy, the first thing you would do would cut off all the lines of communication, right?
Right.
And you look, and I was thinking about that. So if you ever watched that movie, Invasion USA?
I have not.
That's what they did.
I hear you, Robert.
That's what they did. They cut off all the lines of communication. All of a sudden, they look up, you see all these Chinese people parachuting out the air.
Well,
and then the other enemy coming across from Florida through Cuba and all that there. And the Chinese do have a base over there, I heard.
Yeah, and I think you're right on target, Robert. I don't know how they'll do it, but Gordon Chang has told us many times, including last week, there will be kinetic war on American soil. And
I'm really worried about Trump because, look, now what if they try to use all this to take him out?
Oh, I think there are people who are already concerned about that. And last February, Annie Cyrus and I did a segment on the Iranian Revolutionary Guard threatening Trump. Have a video. They put out a video on social media targeting President Trump. We did probably the first broadcast, Annie says, on warning about that because Annie can read the language it's written in. And so, yes, I'm very worried about that, Robert. Yep. Thank you, Robert. Oh, by the way, let me just say, some people, we'll do another show on this one. Some people are saying that on October 4th, you should have your phone off because they're concerned that when that alarm goes off and you then turn it off, it could be actually pushing a button to give the government more access to your phones. I did talk to someone that was in a big, big, big government agency that most of you don't know even exists. Most people even in the government don't know this agency exists. But it is a real agency. And I talked to someone who just retired from that agency. Is that a possibility that when the alarm goes off, you would push your button to stop the alarm? You could actually be granting access and having stuff downloaded on your phone? And he responded, absolutely 100%. Absolutely 100% probable. Absolutely. So some people are saying turn your phone off on October 4th and don't take part in that. We'll see. Rebecca, line two. Rebecca, thank you for calling in today, Rebecca.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks for taking my call. I have a quick quote from Gerald Celante. This year he said this. He said, the United States became the country our founding fathers fought against.
Mm. He's right.
Yep.
He is so right. Gerald Celante with Trends Journal. It's time for me to get him back on again. I'm glad you quoted him, Rebecca, to remind me to get him back on. Great quote. Chris, thank you for calling in today, Chris. Line four. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for taking my call. Great show, as always. I just wanted to share an experience with you really quick. You were talking about people squealing on one another. Recently, I was having some political discussion at work a while back with a coworker, and I was, against Biden and everything, and I guess some people overheard it, and then I didn't get in trouble for it, but my supervisor let me know about it, and he said, just, watch out what you say. And but, it had nothing whatsoever to do with them, but people are always squealing on one another. They can't mind their own business, and that's so frustrating.
It is frustrating, and snitches is one of the steps of brainwashing that I deal with in my series on brainwashing, part one, part two, and I can continue to have part three come out. I'm producing on it now. But in that long list of things that were going on in the Korean POW camps was snitches. And they rewarded Americans with food and different things if they would snitch on their fellow American POW. And what that does, Chris, is it creates an environment where people start to self-censor. And then they start to be isolated because they think, I'm the only one that feels this way. I'm the only one that believes this. I'm the only one with this conviction. And they start to feel alone and isolated. And that creates apathy. And it causes people to surrender. And it causes people not to organize a resistance because they don't know who they can trust. Therefore, if they can't trust anybody, they can't organize a resistance. So the snitching, folks, is part of the control brainwashing process. All right? May God save America.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right, this is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet. That is sold out the last 2 years in a row. The Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, WVWTVstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.